As Jesus is kind of giving us this teaching on truth and freedom, contrasting it with sin and slavery. And we can look at the different characters that have come up in the readings. We have Jesus and the Jews, and then in the first reading, the three young men and the King Nebuchadnezzar. And in both of our passages, the ones who think that they are free are really enslaved. And then the other ones are the ones who are free. Of course, Jesus is free. He's God. But these men keep trying to trap him, keep trying to ensnare him, trying to enslave him into their minds, into how they think he should be. And an interesting just kind of observation from that passage, he's talking to the Jews that believed in him. And he goes on to say that you are trying to kill me. And interesting that those who believe, who have faith, who understand in some way who he is, could still not be fully there and actually in their actions and their words and their thoughts be working against him. A good point of reflection for ourselves, that we don't get too self-assured that our understanding, our way, our thoughts, our ideas are the way things should be. Because then we try to box Jesus in and we put him in prison, the prison of our minds. And we see in the first reading these three young men who were given these, who had to change their name when they were put into exile in Babylon. This is about 600 years before the birth of Jesus. And we see the confidence that these three young men have in the one true God. Even when they're facing certain death, or what seems to be certain death, they refuse to relent in their belief. These men who were put into the fiery furnace were actually the most free. Sometimes, the external situations of our lives don't seem to be so good. We suffer. We suffer persecution, we suffer trauma, we suffer loss. We just suffer from following Jesus. And the temptation is to let go of a little bit of our beliefs so that we can lessen the pain that we feel that comes from this world by following the one true God. But it was in the midst of this fiery flame that these three young men cried out in this beautiful prayer of praise that we had in the responsorial psalm. And for those of you who pray the Liturgy of the Hours, we pray the entire thing twice a month. And on the great feast day, so even yesterday morning, Mother Church had us singing this great praise of who God is and how all of creation should be praising God. They were able to see this in the midst of the fiery furnace. Maybe we can ask ourselves, what are those cultural influences? Who are those leaders in society who are trying to get us to turn our back on the one true God? Cultural icons, sports schedules, political parties, my son or daughter's getting married outside the church, my son and daughter's living a lifestyle that's not in conformity with natural law. I first believe that I am a political animal and I hold fast to my political beliefs and my political party. And how dare you try to contravene that? All of these cultural influences that we allow into our lives, into our hearts, into which we try to put Jesus so that he can make sense to our way of life. The Gospels constantly are inviting us to die to ourselves and to our ideas of how life should be. And in spite of any persecution, any pain, any fiery furnace, we're called to hold fast to what is true. Because that's the only way to true freedom. And not that we do it for any other reason than God's worthy of our love and adoration. But we see the effect in that first reading. Our King Nebuchadnezzar had a conversion because of the witness of these men. The power of fidelity. The power of staying true to the one true God. This is how we can change the world, by remaining free. We ask for that grace to continue to be purified of all of the junk that we allow into our lives, all the misunderstandings, misconceptions, all of the things that make our life easy that in some way separate us from God. We pray for the grace to joyfully and willfully accept the sufferings that may come from following Jesus. In the gospel, those closest to him were trying to kill him. And even them, he was inviting to freedom. Hear that call this morning. The call to freedom, the call to truth. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to life, even if it might mean death.